Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And as I was praying and seeking the Lord for what He would have me share today and the next few days, He directed me to a passage found in the book of Isaiah. Now, in context, the prophet Isaiah, of course, is speaking to Israel, but beyond time and eternity, God is speaking to all who belong to Him. He's speaking to His people. And I'll be reading verses 8 through 14. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. And verse 13, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. What comforting, beautiful words from the Lord God of Israel, speaking to His people that regardless of where we are, what season in our life, whatever we are facing, the Lord says, don't be afraid because I am with you. Now, in context, the Lord, as I said, was speaking to His people, Israel, to minister to their fears, their concerns during the Babylonian captivity. And the theme of this chapter is the power of God. And the beautiful thing we want to focus on is that it stresses God's control of history, past, present, and future. This is true in terms of the human race, but you know what? It's also true in terms of your life, the life of every believer. God chose that moment in time when you would be born. He knows the length of your days, and should the Lord tarry in His returning, He also knows the time in which He will call us to be with Him. And for those of us who are alive today, in especially the times in which we're living, it is one of the most comforting and precious promises of the Bible that we do not need to fear because the mighty God, the God of all creation, of all eternity, of all time, is with us. Praise God. And for us today, and that's not just true for us, but in all, ever since the fall of man, ever since sin entered the world through the disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, one of our most persistent enemies, one that is ever present, because the death is the last enemy that shall be put underfoot. We are alive for a time and a season, and then our spirit will return unto the Lord, and we will receive at His hands that which we have accomplished and done in our lives. And so one of the greatest adversaries we need to overcome is that of fear. It is an ever-present, persistent enemy. And why should this be? Well, it is the very nature, if you will, of our fallen state from grace that Adam and Eve, after they sinned, in fact, let's just turn to that. As we go to that third chapter of Genesis, let me turn. And at this point in chapter 3, it introduces the serpent who tests them and tempts them. And in verse 3, it says, "The fruit of the trees of the garden you could eat, but not of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And in verse 6, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, gave also to her husband." And then the Lord says, a little bit further, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden." And of course, he would walk and talk with them every evening. And the Lord called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" Listen to verse 10. "And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid." That was the first hallmark of sin, fear, "because I was naked and hid myself." And obviously that wasn't a need to be ashamed, because the Lord said, "Who told you you were naked?" They had been naked and had not been ashamed. And so we see sin caused fear to enter, because they had disobeyed God, and the Lord told them in the day that you would eat of this tree that you would surely die. And they died spiritually in terms of their separation from God. And ultimately, even though it was hundreds of years, they were the first to experience death, praise God. So, well, also, you know, Cain had killed Abel, their children. I don't know the exact chronology, but death was very much a part of the human experience. And so, as human creatures, we have reason in the natural to be fearful. We are very vulnerable on a physical level. We don't have the physical stamina that many in the animal kingdom have, the endurance, the speed, the strength. And that's true spiritually. It's so unlike the original state that God had created man to experience and to enjoy. And 1 John 18 says that fear has torment. "There is no fear in love," the scriptures say, "but perfect love," that's God's love, "casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And, beloved, we have, as human creatures, an extraordinary capacity to be fearful. So many things can bring fear into our lives, not just natural, possibly occurring things, but we can worry and be anxious about the future, even without cause or reason. We can find any number of things to worry about. What if such and such happens? Or what if it doesn't happen? And as believers in Christ, the scriptures are telling us, making an amazing promise, that in Christ Jesus, we have no reason or right even to entertain fear, except one fear, and that is the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 41 and 13 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." And one of the most demoralizing and paralyzing types of fear that man can experience is fear of the future, of the unknown. And why? It's something that we don't have control over. But there are many things that we can fear. We can fear the loss of health, of material possessions, of loved ones, of position, of reputation. These can strike terror into the heart of every natural man. And also, we have to understand change is difficult. Even change, we can fear change because we're creatures of habit. We get used to things and are comfortable with things that we're familiar with. And when some new entity or new circumstance comes in that we have to deal with, it's a source of stress or anxiety in varying levels. But we don't have to fear the future. As David said in Psalm 31 and 15, my times, my life, my experiences, my past, my present, my future, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. And then in Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 25 to 26, the word tells us, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord, beloved, shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. He is our protection. He is our strength. The Living Bible says, you need not be afraid of disaster or the plots of wicked men. For the Lord is with you. He protects you. Some of you listening to me right now, you may be feeling a sense of loneliness, desolation, yearning. You may be full of dread and fear concerning the future. Perhaps you've heard some bad news about a loved one, about your health. But the Lord is speaking to us through Scripture. Hold out your hand to the dear Lord, and He will welcome your invitation, if you will. You're reaching out to Him, and He'll grasp your hand, saying, unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Whatever your need may be today, Jesus will help you. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man he should repent. He knows just what to do and has all power in heaven and earth to bring it to pass. Praise God. So we don't have to be afraid. Fear not. Our current situation, yes, in the future, however he chooses to do it, he is going to help and make a way for you. Well, my time is gone, and I will bring this broadcast to a close now, and we can look forward to going into the Word further tomorrow on the same subject. I invite you to tune in at this same time, or if you miss the broadcast at any time, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.